views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Arizona. Welcome to the program. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to teach you a Bible study today that's going to revolutionize your Christian life. Pistis. Miracle Faith is the title of our Bible study today. Please call somebody right now. Pick up your cell phone and ask them to tune into this radio program. I'm going to blow your mind today. Pistis. Supernatural faith from God. This you're not going to believe. This is Brother Mike. I'm the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing. I see 2 to 6 people a day delivered from demons, mental illness, and emotional illnesses at the House of Healing. If you have a mental or emotional illness and you need to be healed, please call the ministry hotline at 636-5800. If you need free counseling services, those are also available at no charge if you are a born-again Christian. 602-636-5800. If you are a pastor or a minister, you can come in confidence and in secret and receive the healing and help that you need. I see 2 to 3 ministers healed per month. You can catch this radio program now all over the world. If you're at home on the computer, familyvaluesradio.net is your ticket. The website is hardcorechristianity.com. The seminar a couple of weeks ago was a booming success, and I'm doing an encore presentation of the seminar. Spirits, demons, devils, and the spirit world. You cannot afford to miss this thing. The material was very well received. The seminar is free. It's on November 29th. Now, that's the last Saturday in November. It starts at 11 o'clock. Please go to the website, hardcorechristianity.com, and register for the seminar. Call the ministry hotline and register for the seminar, 602-636-5800. Call that same number for free counseling services. Amen. In the New Testament, which was originally written in Greek, and it was subsequently translated into English, we have a problem. What's the problem? Not all Greek words translate into English very well or very smoothly. And unfortunately, one of the most important words in the New Testament falls into that category. It's called faith. Faith is spelled F-A-I-T-H. That's the English translation of the Greek word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. Greek, pistis, English, faith. Now, faith means to be persuaded that something is correct or true, according to Webster's, to have a firm conviction or a persuasion that something is true. Unfortunately, that's not what pistis means. Pistis means to have faith with absolutely zero doubt and zero unbelief. Pure, unadulterated pistis gets miracles from God every time, 10 out of 10. Faith, F-A-I-T-H, doesn't work very well, does it? You've had faith for years and can't get a miracle from God. You have faith to be healed, you're still sick. You've got faith to get rid of evil spirits, you're still infected. Faith doesn't work very well. Pistis works every single time without fail. Now, the verb for both these terms are pistuo is the verb for pistis. That means faith in action. That means pistis in action. Believe is the verb for faith. Now, believe and pistuo don't mean the same thing either. To believe means that you're acting out or doing something based on your faith. For example, if I told you I was going to come over to your house today at 2 o'clock, and you had faith I would be there, and you believed me, and you came out and sat on the porch, that would be an example of having faith and believing. But if somebody asked you, would you stake the lives of your children on the fact that Brother Mike's going to show up at 2 o'clock, you would say, no, I do not. I don't have that much faith, nor do I believe that firmly. All right? pistis is, yes, I would stake my children's lives on the fact that Brother Mike will be there. Pistis is faith with zero doubt and zero unbelief. Pistuo is stepping out on faith. That's your action. And you have zero doubts and zero unbelief. For example, a centurion in Matthew 8 approaches Jesus and he says that his servant is sick and dying. And Jesus says, I have never seen such pistis anywhere in Israel. And he says, quote, go thy way as thou hast believed, pistuo, be it unto thee. And the centurion went home and his servant was healed. In Matthew chapter 9, a family drops a quadriplegic on a cot through the roof down in front of Jesus while he's sitting there teaching the crowds. The Bible says, quote, Jesus, seeing their pistis, said to the man on the cot, son, your sins are forgiven you. See, Jesus saw their faith. What did he see? Pistuo, they saw faith in action. And this family got a miracle from God. This guy got two miracles. He was completely healed, picked up his cot and went home. And he was forgiven of his sins and the guilt and the shame that caused him to be in that accident and how he got injured. And the guilt of not being able to support himself or his family. Jesus healed everything with this man. Why? Pistis, pistuo. Faith in action. Zero doubts and zero unbelief. The Greek word for unbelief is apostia. In Matthew chapter 9, same chapter, a woman is following Jesus who has cervix cancer and she's dripping blood out of her vagina. She had been sick for over a decade. She was dying. She had a few days left to live. She was finished. It was over. But she said, if I just press through the crowd and touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. What was that woman doing? Pistuo. She was stepping out on her pistis, faith with zero doubts and zero unbelief. She touched the hem of his garment, and the Bible says that in her body, the blood flow stanched. Isn't that great? I'll tell you what, a good stanching will do somebody good. It really will. What happened to that woman? Jesus said, quote, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy pistis hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Do you see that? Faith doesn't work very well because it has doubt mixed in with it. If you mix in apostia with pistis, it ruins the pistis. Jesus said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little bit of apostia ruins your pistis. It causes doubt. If you mix unbelief in with pistis, it causes doubt, and it wipes out your prayer. Don't you see that? That's why you can't get a prayer answered. That's why you can't get a miracle, because you're praying and including in those prayers and in your faith unbelief, and it doesn't work. Pistis is not faith. Pistis is faith with zero doubts and zero unbelief. That's what it means in the Greek. That's why faith doesn't work. Check it out. Matthew 15. A woman from Syria is chasing after Jesus, begging him to heal her daughter. She is tormented by demons. They're driving her crazy. She's physically and mentally ill. She makes her case and gets her miracle. And Jesus says to her, quote, woman, great is thy pistis. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. And she went home and her daughter was delivered. Matthew chapter 9, there's two blind men following Jesus, yelling at him. He stops and turns around. He says, what do you want? They said, Lord, we want to see. And Jesus said, quote, according to your pistis, be it unto you. And the Bible says immediately their eyes were restored. You see, pistis gets miracles every time. Faith does not. Matthew 17, a desperate father brought his son to Jesus after the transfiguration, and they held a deliverance service for him. Now, most deliverance services fail and don't work. God taught me how to do it differently and do it more effectively. Deliverance services usually don't work. This one didn't work either. Nine disciples trying to cast a demon out of a boy, it would not leave. Afterwards, they said to Jesus, "Why couldn't we cast them out?" Jesus said, "Because of your unbelief." Apostia. See, if you mix unbelief in with your faith, it cancels out your faith. It ruins your prayer. It wipes out your prayer. Do you see that? You must have pure, unadulterated pistis in order to get a miracle from God. You cannot mix in unbelief. If you have any unbelief at all, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Peter was in the boat in the middle of the sea, and Jesus came racing towards them. Do you remember that? Well, when Jesus stood there on the water, Peter says to him, "Lord, bid me come to you." And Jesus said, "Come." So Peter gets out of the boat. Now, here's a guy who has got a laundry list of flaws, and he's walking on water. If Peter could have walked on the water, anybody could, right? Well, at that moment, Peter had pistis, absolute faith in Christ, with zero doubts. But suddenly, the Bible says, he looked around and he saw the wind. Now, when demons of fear get into the brain, they actually cause you to see things that aren't there. Peter saw the wind. You can't see the wind. He could feel the wind and he saw the waves. And the Bible says his faith started to dissipate. What happened? Unbelief infected his faith and he started to sink. He started sinking. Oh, no. Friend, you're sinking into financial quagmire, physical illnesses, mental illnesses, dysfunctional families, divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure. Everything is hitting you at once. Why? Because you mixed in unbelief with your faith. What do you need to do? Repent. Come to the Lord and get pure, unadulterated faith. He will give it to you. He will give it to you. James chapter 1. He will help you. If you have unadulterated faith, you will get a miracle from God. It's guaranteed. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will not only do that which is done unto the fig tree, but also if you say unto this mountain, do you have mountains? Be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now you see that phrase? No apostia, just pistis. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. If you have unadulterated faith, you will get a miracle from God. It's guaranteed. You can't lose. May God richly bless you. I will see you Sunday night for the Bible study. I will be teaching out of the Greek New Testament at the House of Healing on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Tomorrow is the last day of the week. See you next time.
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.